Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
In the South, it's always college football season, and the king of college football reigns supreme all year long. Now more college football talk with the king of college football. It's the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Hour two of the Chuck Oliver Show kicks off right now on a busy, busy Monday. In fact, we've been so busy, we've already talked to Drew DeArmond from 97.7 ESPN Huntsville. Recapped the Alabama performance from Tuscaloosa on Saturday night. Coming up in about, 10 minutes from right now, Andrew Hutchinson covers the Arkansas Razorbacks for the Arkansas Rivals site. It's hogbeat.com, H-A-W-G, hogbeat.com. We'll talk with Andrew Hutchinson about really one of the I don't want to call it a success story. We're only four games out of 10 into the season. But I like Arkansas. And I didn't graduate from there. I'm not a fan. I'm saying I like what is going on in Fayetteville. This is a great story. It's a great job. It's a roster, and I mean a program, full of kids who everybody who's been in that program from the time he left high school, like not Felipe Franks. Felipe Franks has been in Atlanta for SEC title games. Every kid who's been part of that program since they left high school has had nothing but their teeth kicked in for either a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. So I'm just pleased as punch. I like kids getting their shot, getting their chance, and Arkansas is getting it right now, and they're playing pretty good football for, again, a roster that is not obviously talented when you just take a first look at it. And then bottom of the hour, a good friend of ours, our Mark Ryan, going to come on and talk about Clemson and what happened and what didn't happen, what wasn't going on in Atlanta Saturday afternoon. He is host of the Afternoon Drive Show, ESPN Upstate. Again, we will be talking Clemson with my good buddy Mark Ryan, but right now I'm going to get you up to date.
Everything you need to know about college football every single day. This is CFB 365, presented by Ecoderm. Text Ecoderm to 31996 now for your free sample of Ecoderm pain relief cream and CBD from Frank Thomas. Text ECODERM to 31996 now.
Headline: NC State quarterback to miss 4 to 8 weeks. All right, that would be NC State quarterback Devin Leary, and he is expected to miss 4 to 8 weeks. What's the cause, Chuck? Broken leg. Got a broken fibula. Now, I am not a doctor, and I know that broken bones are actually some of the you don't want any injury, but with a bone, there's not a lot of mystery to it. If it is set correctly and attended to correctly, all you got to do is wait around. The bone will recalcify. It'll grow back together, and boom, we're off and running. That's how it's supposed to work. Doesn't always, but that's how it's supposed to work. It's so much better than torn hamstring, tendon, ligament, whatever else, but it sucks in the interim because it's really painful and you can't do anything. So Devin Leary, the victory against Duke on Saturday, they're up 21-20. He gets hit. Broken fibula, going to be out at least a month, maybe the rest of this season. He could return potentially for a bowl game. Weird headline coming out of the SEC and Jeremy Pruitt. Tennessee Vols fired D-line coach after rare home loss to Kentucky. Now, that's true. That's the first home loss to Kentucky since 1984. Got beat 34-7, and it was not a classic day for the defense. Jimmy Brumbaugh was the Vols' defensive line coach and co-defensive coordinator, and he's been fired. Again, 34-7. I mentioned earlier that the real reason you lost is there was a four-possession stretch in the first half where the Tennessee quarterbacks lost a fumble and threw three interceptions. Two of the picks went back for scores, and Jeremy Pruitt decided the move was to fire the defensive line coach. That's what Jeremy Pruitt decided. Final headline, and man, there's so much that goes with it. Do you know what's supposed to happen Friday night? Illinois and Wisconsin are supposed to play. Do you know what's supposed to happen Saturday? Ohio State and Nebraska get after it. Along those lines, Purdue, they're still in the conference. They're supposed to be hosting Iowa. Headline, Purdue coach Jeff Brohm confirms positive coronavirus test will miss opener. Jeff Brohm says, yes, I have tested positive. Now, unless he's got that stainless steel tiger blood that Nick Saban has, I don't know that he'll have three negatives in 3 days, maybe. But Purdue head coach Jeff Brohm confirmed earlier today that he has tested positive for COVID and will follow CDC and Big Ten guidelines, going to self-isolate for 10 days. In that he's not a player, it kind of works out for him. Do you know what a player has to do in the Big Ten? 21 days. 21. That's almost half the season. So he's going to self-isolate for 10 days. Now, the important part he wants everyone to know is I will miss the opener, but Purdue won't. We are still playing. Consider yourself up to date. Man, I can't. What do we got? 2 more weeks from Saturday, the Pac-12 is scheduled to rejoin the fray. But again, the Big Ten, they're cutting the ribbon. They're cracking the champagne bottle. Friday night, Illinois at Camp Randall. And then Saturday, I'll just give you the whole lineup. Nebraska at Ohio. We just got games 2 days ago, and I can't wait till Saturday. Nebraska, Ohio State, Rutgers and Michigan State, Penn State, Indiana, Iowa, Purdue, Michigan, Minnesota, Maryland, Northwestern. If you think you know some things about these teams, I would say look at what you've known about ACC and SEC. The things we've known, we can tell why we thought those were true. But against the backdrop of what this is, we don't really know. And so if you're thinking that you know that Michigan-Minnesota is going to go, you may not. Because it goes beyond what always has been. Here's the list of factors that goes into who's going to win, Michigan or Minnesota or Nebraska or Ohio State or whoever. Here's this list of factors, and it's always been the list. It's been the same list. Health, turnovers, who's the quarterback, what about the offensive line, are you at home, what about the coaching staff, all of this stuff. All right, it's all there. This year, that's only part of the pie. Now, the tough part is I can't tell you if that remaining part, the COVID part, is 3%, 13%, 27%, 41%. I can't tell you. Derek Mason decided, hey, it's too much percent. Justin Fuente has said, yeah, we've been there too. We kept playing. We found a way to get it done. By the way, I think I love Virginia Tech's offense. Anyway, so barring all of that, we're going to have games beginning Friday night and then all day Saturday with the big, and then 2 weeks after that with the pack.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-824-4596. That's 800-824-4596.
Paid for by US Med.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-862-7127. 800-862-7127. 800-862-7127. That's 800-862-7127.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-805-4914. 800-805-4914. That's 800-805-4914.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
It's always college football time in the South. Now back to more of the King of College Football, Chuck Oliver, on Southern Sports Today.
All week, all year, it's all college football on the Chuck Oliver Show. And let's get in the DeLorean and go back, I guess, 2 years ago. There was a kid, Santos Ramirez, who started in the secondary. He's a safety for Arkansas. And he was an upperclassman and had played a lot of football. He was not an overly, skilled player, but he was good enough, and he had played a lot, which in the secondary, it's offensive line and secondary. Experience is a skill at those two spots. But he was kind of just okay, even as a senior, even as a returning starter, even with all that football. And I loved that kid. Just one of those you see sometimes around, college football, and you're like, hey, I kind of like that player. Kind of a tough kid, but he was just kind of a ball player. Well, he fit in because Arkansas's roster, it has been mostly filled with just guys. You're either a ball player or you're just a guy. If we look at the 2020 edition of the Arkansas Razorbacks, one of the things I've said, now take quarterback out of it because quarterback is always the answer. It always skews everything, too high or too low. So take Felipe out because that's different. Other than Felipe, I don't know that this roster is a lot better than the roster they had last year, but it's a much better team. Much better team. Will Muschamp's trying to put together something called a team in Columbia. And again, you still have to win games, and you do a lot of that through talent. But with Sam Pittman, for instance, you can only make over the roster so much with one recruiting class. And so far, again, we're only 4 games in, but Arkansas, with a roster that I don't think is overly different from last year, minus Felipe, they're winning ball games and they're playing tough physical football. It's been fun to see each week. I want to welcome on now a guy who covers Arkansas for the Rivals site there, hogbeat.com. It is Andrew Hutchinson. Andrew, welcome. How are you today?
Doing all right. Can't complain. How about you?
Doing okay. Talk about the Arkansas, just this concept that I was introducing as you were coming on there. I don't think this roster, it's not like he, you know, ran off 85 kids and brought in 85 kids from the transfer portal. There are a lot of folks on that roster who have gotten their teeth kicked in the past year or two or three, and now they're experiencing some success. I love what Pittman has done so far.
No, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, the roster is almost identical. I mean, Felipe Franks, you mentioned, he's the most obvious addition. They added a few other guys that you're playing some key roles, but no one super huge. I mean, they're just kind of using the pieces that they had, putting them in better positions. You see what Barry Odom, the defensive coordinator, former Missouri coach, has done with this defense, and it's incredible. I mean, they're playing with they started against Ole Miss's offense, which we all know is incredible. They started two former two-star recruits at linebacker, a current redshirt freshman walk-on at one of the corner spots, and then a true freshman two-star recruit at the other cornerback spot. I took a look down at the field before the game, and I said, my goodness, we're about to see a lot of points. And they went out there and held Ole Miss to 21 points, intercepted them six times. It was phenomenal to see, because it was not something that I expected before the season, not something I expected the week leading up to the game. It was truly a remarkable turnaround, and I think it's all 100% pretty much attributed to the coaching, whether it be Sam Pittman or his assistants.
Now, yeah, we'll start on defense there. And what Andrew's talking about, everybody, in the first half against an absolute, I mean, incendiary offense with Ole Miss, here were the Ole Miss possessions. Turnover, punt, turnover, turnover, loss on downs, punt, punt, into half. And again, that's not against Arkansas. That's against Ole Miss's offense. Talk about Barry Odom and just the general feel around the program there, because this has been a revelation on that side of the football.
Well, I think the fan base is ready to give Barry Odom a blank check and say, write however many zeros you need to write. Because Arkansas, to say they've struggled on defense the last few years would be a massive understatement. Last season, Arkansas had statistically the worst defensive season in school history, both in terms of points allowed and yards allowed. So truly, the worst in school history. And I was thinking that, you know, if Arkansas could just be mediocre on defense, that it would be an improvement. And they've actually turned out to be quite good and maybe one of the better defenses in the SEC. That's not something that I expected to be saying at any point this year, maybe not even next year. So Barry Odom, I think he deserves all the praise in the world because, as I said, I mean, he's doing it with pretty much the same guys. I mean, they added a graduate transfer defensive tackle from Clemson and Xavier Kelly, but he really isn't. He's not even starting. He's playing some good snaps, but hasn't really been a big playmaker. I mean, they added a graduate transfer corner from Arkansas State who has started a little bit, but missed this past game with an injury. I'm trying to think of some other guys. I mean, that's pretty much, other than that, it's pretty much the same group of guys that Arkansas had last year that just got absolutely gashed in pretty much every single game. I think they gave up like 45 points or more in like four straight games, and one of those was against Western Kentucky near the end of last season. So the defense, I've come up with I'm at a loss of words to say just how incredible of a turnaround it's been through 4 weeks of 2020.
A couple more minutes with Andrew Hutchinson. Get him on Twitter at NWA Hutch. Covers Arkansas for the Arkansas rival site, hogbeat.com. All right, well, let's talk about, you know, you talk about the improbable nature of what Arkansas is doing right now. If you told me that it would be without Rakeem Boyd, I would think that it would be a particularly unsavory 0-4 at this point. I think Rakeem Boyd, other than, again, the quarterback, I thought he was the best player on offense coming back, and he's been banged up. What's the latest with him?
Yeah, I mean, he was certainly the most proven offensive weapon and the only guy that on either side of the ball that was all SEC in the preseason. He played against Ole Miss, but he was very obviously not healthy. There were a few runs where it was just like, man, that's a run that he only got 2 yards on. That if he was fully healthy, he probably would have gotten 5 or 6. He did score a touchdown, you know, on a 1-yard run. But he still isn't completely healthy. Yeah. I think that this open week coming up for Arkansas is coming at a perfect time because he needs to get healthy. Traylon Burks, who had a monster game against Ole Miss, he was only at 80% health. He needs to get fully healthy. There's a couple other guys on the defensive side of the ball that are banged up that need to get healthy. So it really is coming at a really good time for Arkansas.
Last thing, we got about a minute left. I thought Trey Knox was going to emerge out of all those four stars that Morris brought in at wide receiver. Talk about Traylon Burks, though, in his game. You mentioned him a little bit. He actually carried the ball the other day, but about him as a receiver.
He is a stud. I saw him play in high school when he was just a sophomore, and I knew that he was a future All-SEC caliber player. At the time, I didn't know if it was going to be a wide receiver or linebacker because I thought he would have been great at either one of those spots, but he is a special talent and a guy that Arkansas fans are going to really enjoy watching him play for the rest of this season and next season, and then they're probably going to have to watch him on Sundays because he is a physical specimen. I think he's like 6'3", 230, and fast. He is just a guy that Arkansas is going to be able to lean on all year. They threw him the ball like 12 times against Ole Miss, and Sam Pittman said he thinks that's going to go up as he gets 100% healthy.
No doubt at all. And you're right. That kid is just a monster. Great stuff, Andrew, as always. And hey, if they keep winning, we'll keep having you back on. All right.
Yeah, anytime.
All right. Again, from the Arkansas Rival site, Andrew Hutchins. Appreciate your time, brother. Thank you. All right. Hogbeat.com again is the site there. And so, as he mentioned, they have a bye week coming up now where they're going to kind of exhale. They'll do self-scouting, which they do every single week, but against the backdrop of not having a game on Saturday. And here's the other thing that – and this does matter, I promise you. You get the coach's copy. If you ever hear the coach's copy. You get the coach's copy of the film. It's the same thing if you ever hear the All-22. Well, there is an opportunity that the Arkansas staff will miss this weekend, and it's a chance to just watch the next opponent at real-time speed, like just the game broadcast. It's really rare that a staff or a coach gets to watch his next opponent on the TV broadcast, and it won't happen this weekend. And there's a lot of value to that because Texas A&M is off this week as well as Arkansas.
Right now, we all want to focus on what matters most. And with SunTrust Advantage Checking, you can rest assured knowing the security of your account, card, and ID is our top priority. We provide debit card controls that let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. We also provide free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian so you can feel secure and supported. Go to SunTrust.com/advantage to open an account today. SunTrust, now Truist. Member FDIC.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on GEICO for help with homeowners and renters insurance. GEICO makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great! You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy GEICO Week. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
You can now watch the Chuck Oliver Show, streaming live on Twitch. Stream the full show live on Chris Landry's Twitch channel at twitch.tv/ChrisLandryFootball. It's live video of the king as he breaks down this unprecedented college football season and gets you the latest breaking news as things continue to develop. The Chuck Oliver Show, live on Twitch at twitch.tv/ChrisLandryFootball. It's the most iconic game and arguably the most recognized moment in Georgia history. And this week on UGA 40, Georgia quarterback Buck Ballew takes us down to the sidelines of the 1980 Georgia-Florida game.
15, 10, 5, let you stop, let you stop, let
you stop. Academy Sports and Outdoors presents UGA 40, presented by Superior Plumbing and Southern Link Wireless. From kickoff to Run, Lindsay, Run, download episode 5 of UGA 40 at thepodcastpark.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
My name is Jackie. I'm a mom and a survivor of cancer caused by HPV. I know how important HPV vaccination is for cancer prevention. You can protect your kids. It's as simple as getting your girls and boys the HPV vaccine series when they are 11 or 12. Let's get our kids vaccinated on time. Make an appointment today. For more information, visit cdc.gov/HPV and talk to your child's doctor. HPV vaccine is cancer prevention. A message from the CDC.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign. Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now back to the Chuck Oliver Show on Southern Sports Today.
Clemson 73, Georgia Tech 7. It is the Chuck Oliver Show on a Monday. Talking college football 2 hours a day, 9 states, 47 sticks. Been doing it for 6 years. I appreciate everybody putting that blessing in my life. So we are here for you 2 hours a day with college football talk year round. The 73-7, I do want to talk to a fan base quickly, and that's the Georgia Tech fan base. And I can assure you, Saturday had nothing to do with you. The answer is no. Dabo doesn't hate Georgia Tech. Dabo doesn't hate Jeff Collins. Dabo doesn't hate old Golden White. Saturday was the continuation of it being about Clemson. And I brought this up before. This is a planned, accounted for part of what Dabo's does. His plan for winning championships, his plan for keeping all the 4-star and 5-star underclassmen in the program while they wait for grown man ass kicker to move on to the NFL. He achieves this by instigating blowouts as early as possible and then playing those kids. They get a lot more time on the field than they do at any other program earlier in their career, where honestly, they may be third or fourth on the depth chart. Saturday was a spot for that, and Dabo did what has worked for his program. It was all about Clemson, nothing about Tech. I think the number I saw, he played 96 kids against the Citadel. I think 88 against Miami. And Miami's good. I think he played 88 kids against Miami. So that's part of his plan. Instigate the blowout. Get as many backups in the game as possible so you don't have a grousing. Like DeMarcus Bowman, I don't know what's wrong with that kid. Backups play at Clemson. He decided, give me some portal. Want to welcome on right now, real good friend of mine, good friend of the program from ESPN Upstate, where apparently he's just setting the city on fire ratings-wise. It is my good buddy, Mark Ryan. Mark, welcome, brother. Congratulations on the success.
Chuck, great to catch up with you again, my friend. How are you doing? Awesome to be on your show.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. I'm pretty good. Dabo didn't put 70 on me. Talk about the concept that I just went with there. There is no one in the coaching circles that talks about that jerk Dabo or that whatever Dabo. And I've talked to folks with the program, and they say it's simply about because of how he doesn't take transfers in. He has to come up with a plan to keep their stud recruits in the program as long as possible. So he'll blow a team out, empty the benches, and that's just kind of what he does.
I'll tell you what, Chuck. You know, it starts with the pregame message and the message leading up to that game last week. Dabo told his team, this is the statement game. This is where you show your maturity, your respect for the game. Are you going to show up with that same type of passion for Tech as you did Miami? Now, if he's going to talk that talk to his team, he also has to walk that walk and give them the chance to show that passion on the football field. Now, Chuck, I don't know if you are you and I agree or disagree on this, but I feel the same way in baseball. It's not up to the batter not to celebrate his home run. It's up to you to prevent giving up the home run. You don't have a right to punk the batter. You don't have a right to be upset with Dabo when he's just letting his kids play. He wants them to run the offense, and he wants them to have a chance to score. Now, a punter playing quarterback, that you might have a beef on. But everything else, I stand with him.
Yeah, they had 17 players catch passes on Saturday. That's not normal. That's what Dabo does. I think they had 11 players get carries. So let's talk about the overall strength of the Clemson team. And this is where they have gotten to. I'm not comparing them to other teams currently on their schedule. I'm interested in the Notre Dame game. Don't get me wrong. I caught myself Saturday, Mark, only comparing Clemson to previous Clemson teams. That's a heck of a compliment for a program.
No, it absolutely is. And to further that point, Chuck, you look at what they've done now back-to-back weeks against two scrambling quarterbacks that everybody said after the Virginia game was the bugaboo for this team. Well, when you highlight a criticism of Clemson, they hone in on it and they eliminate the criticism. Last 2 weeks, De'Eriq King and Jeff Sims combined 18 for 41, a grand total in both games of 202 yards passing, one touchdown, three interceptions. So Clemson looks at your scrambling quarterback and raises you an absolutely knockdown, drag out defensive performance.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that defense before we, you know, talk about all the shiny, sparkly stuff on offense, because they're doing it with some pups over there, and I mean some true freshmen, and I mean on the defensive line, even on the interior of the line, which I've always said, you know, there's a funnel down when you get a stud freshman. The closer to the line of scrimmage, the longer it takes him to make his mark. The closer to the interior of the line, I mean, you're talking sophomore year, junior year, maybe a redshirt, and that's not true for Murphy or Brzee.
No, completely not. And these guys, what they're doing immediately, you know, Dabo said, Chuck, that now the guys are coming into college, coming into Clemson, looking like they used to appear when they were leaving.
Yeah.
And he says the game has changed completely. What you're seeing from Murphy, what you're seeing from KJ Henry, what you're seeing from Brian Brzee, we're not used to seeing that level of dominance from true freshmen on the defensive line. True freshmen are good for a splash play here, a splash play there. We're seeing that from Jordan Birch at Carolina. What we're not used to seeing is them playing heavy minutes and their bodies able to hold up to the rigors of playing half the game or more. But yet, that's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing. And then they get into the Clemson system and they just get bigger, faster, stronger. The development at Clemson is second to none. They've got the fourth best talent in the country, Chuck, and they are far and away the best team in the country, in my opinion, right now.
Yeah, and they're showing it on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, no doubt about that at all. Continuing with Mark Ryan, get this man on Twitter at Mark Ryan on Air. Mark with a C. You're going to spell it wrong the first time, then you'll get it right. Let's talk about the Clemson schedule, because, you know, they got Syracuse coming up on Saturday, BC. Like I said, the Notre Dame game, I got full respect for Florida State and Virginia Tech and that offense and everything. Each one of those games I just mentioned, it's great. This is the opponent. This is Ian Book, Hendon Hooker, whatever. Clemson is at a point, in my opinion, Mark, where every Saturday it is 100% about Clemson. If they come out and they're healthy and they're right, and you know what that means, if they're squared away, they play their game. There's nobody on this schedule currently that can beat them. And Dabo knows that. How does Dabo keep the players from knowing that, or at least obsessing about it?
You know, that is his greatest achievement. And thinking to what Nick Saban tells his team, it's Alabama versus Alabama. You touched on it at the beginning of this interview. That's exactly what it is. They're measured by their own performance with the sour taste of last year's national championship game in their mouth. They desperately need the ACC to rise up and give them some sort of challenge. The problem is, Chuck, that I think there's only two teams in the entire country, Alabama and Ohio State, that can give Clemson a true challenge this year. That's right. I left Georgia out of that. I don't think Georgia, with that quarterback situation, can challenge the Clemson Tigers. So when you set your own performance as the bar and your own performance is what you're measuring yourself against, you can grade yourself week in and week out. And Dabo has his kids completely buying into that. I'll be honest with you, Chuck. I have egg on my face today. I've got a wear egg from 3-7 today, and I'll tell you why. Every year, Clemson has a bugaboo game. And I said this week, this was the bugaboo game. It had all the hallmarks of it. Noon kickoff. Nobody was talking about the game. You have an opponent who's been disrespected, picked last in Georgia Tech in the ACC media poll. It had all the hallmarks of a game where you would look up in the third quarter and it would be a one or two score game. How did Clemson find themselves in this tussle? I thought that was going to be this game, Chuck, and boy, am I eating it today.
You know, Mark, it's funny you brought that up because before the Miami game, so interesting, I said that when Clemson loses a regular season game, you get in the playoffs, you're playing a great opponent, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, Mark, I said during the regular season when Clemson loses a game, it's almost always because they're bored. They were bored against Pitt. They were bored against Syracuse. They were bored against NC State when they almost lost at home a couple of years back. I said, Miami, they're going to be amped up. They're not going to be bored against the Hurricanes. I absolutely agree with the profile of the game that you're talking about, Georgia Tech. It could be Syracuse Saturday. And that's really what Dabo has to guard against, looking around and going, oh, yeah, we can just show up and beat this team because they know they're getting the A-plus from the opponent every Saturday.
Yeah, 100%. But to be able to shift that in terms of, man, our opponents are not intellectually stimulating us, to turn inward and have your own performance intellectually stimulate you because you don't want to disappoint Trevor Lawrence, because you don't want to disappoint the returning Xavier Thomas and all of the leaders on that team. You want to uphold the Clemson standard. I'll tell you, Chuck, I've never seen a coach be able to get his team to fully buy into that as well as Dabo is doing right now. Every game is a celebration. We talk often about the fact that, you know, all these programs, all these supposedly top programs across the country had players opting out. How come nobody opts out at Clemson? You know why? Because it's darn special. Every single weekend is darn special. That is a family atmosphere. You don't let down your family. And just what Dabo has built there in terms of culture is unparalleled in college football history.
Ain't no doubt about that, and especially where he's got that program. And it seems like a permanent residence, not just a spike in performance. Mark, I always appreciate you coming on and lending the commentary, brother. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Be well.
All right, Mark Ryan again, host of the Afternoon Drive show there, ESPN Upstate, and just doing a great job covering Clemson. That is their MO. That is the purpose, what Clemson does. We were talking about the 73-7 final score, and a lot of it is based around how he builds that, how he will allow the roster to be built. I'll put it that way because, again, I'm not allowing – we don't take transfers from other programs. You can't stop a kid from leaving. But they don't have a whole lot of transfers either, and they normally don't have a lot of guys where I'm leaving and it's going to affect them. They had – it was a Pagano, the big defensive lineman, who decided he wanted to leave and was going to either Oregon or Oklahoma State. What he just mentioned with our earlier Henry going to Arkansas. They have some kids that will leave ever so often. But it's not normally – it's like DeMarcus Bowman is a kid I brought up. DeMarcus Bowman is the exception. He is a four-star – maybe he's a five-star kid. I don't know. He's one of the highest-rated running backs in the class last year. He's a kid out of Florida, I believe. And I know I had been told he may be the fastest kid on the roster. But a few weeks in, he decides I'm going to, you know, jump in the portal and transfer. And God bless the kid. Could be family, academics, football. Maybe he doesn't like Clemson. I don't know. Whatever. But they don't have a lot of those kids leave. And part of it is intentional, purposeful, going into a particular matchup. I think this is a spot where we can get this four-star, five-star freshman, not just on the field, but like we were talking after the Notre Dame game last week, James Blackman goes in for four plays, takes two sacks. That's you're just out there getting your uniform dirty for some reason. That's not what Dabo does with a lot of these real high-profile underclassmen that he wants to keep in the program. and you may be in Ngata or Ladson, and you are eighth or ninth at wide receiver as a freshman, and then maybe as a sophomore, you move up and you realize, okay, well, I'm fourth or fifth. And if I keep going, because Amari Rodgers, man, he took over that role. If I keep going, then maybe my third year, maybe my fourth, then I'm going to be Mike Williams. I'm going to be Nuke Hopkins. I'm going to be Sammy Watkins. I'm going to be Deion Kane. I'm going to be all of these guys. I'm going to be Justin Ross. While Justin Ross is being Justin Ross, that's part of his goal. And it's the reason that, like, when a guy like Bowman jumps into the portal, it is such an attention getter, because virtually no other of those Uber recruits that everybody else in America wanted to have signed with them, and they chose to go to Clemson and wait their turn, almost never does one of those kids jump into the portal. And so, like I said, that's why Bowman got everybody's attention. It was just his plan. It's how he executes it, and it is a big part, because you don't achieve what Clemson has achieved. You don't get where they have gotten without having quality, experienced, high-level, skilled depth. And the way you keep those kids in the program is exactly how Dabo's doing it. So 73-7, like I said, it was either 16 or 17 players caught a pass. 11 kids got a rushing attempt. That's Dabo. That's his plan. That's how it works at Clemson.
Have you ever thought about how you measure the worth of another person? Maybe it's by their wealth, title, fame, looks, education, or perhaps their success. I don't know how you would answer that question, but I can tell you how God measures a person's worth. As Scripture says, "For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." The heart speaks of a person's character, their courage, spirit, and integrity. Sadly, we often value other people by outward appearance, but God looks at what's on the inside. Knowing this, how would He measure you? If you had a heart exam today, what kind of heart would God find? The good news is that God has given us a way to have a new heart, and it's found through faith in Jesus Christ. It's an interesting insight into life that when we begin to have the right heart through Christ, we begin to measure the worth of others God's way. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click on the link, How to Know Jesus.
Auto Accident Help Desk is a marketing agency connecting callers with attorneys. Providers pay a fee for advertising services.
I love getting my kids ready and driving them to school.
But a careless driver can change your life in an instant, and insurance companies want to settle on the cheap. Auto Accident Help Desk connects victims with powerful lawyers. They fight for you.
I called Auto Accident Help Desk and got help for my pain and suffering.
Don't let an insurance company take advantage of you. Our attorneys fight and beat big insurance every day.
Call 800-681-5644. 800-681-5644.
If you've been injured in an automobile accident in the last 6 months, you owe it to yourself to make this free call with no obligation. We're available 24/7 to help you get the money you deserve for your pain and suffering. Auto Accident Help Desk helps accident victims like you every day.
Call 800-681-5644. 800-681-5644. That's 800-681-5644.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I received a call. I did not expect to hear the worst because she was very good at her job.
Cheryl worked with her daughter Kristen, who was killed in a highway work zone.
My first day back, and this older gentleman, and he actually bumped into me and had to explain my daughter just died last week.
When you approach a work zone, think of these real people. They're America's transportation workers, the beating heart of mobility. A reminder from the American Traffic Safety Services Foundation.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Of college football, no matter where you go, with a new Southern Sports Today app. Catch the best college football conversation in the South everywhere with the SST live stream and daily podcast. Download it now at the App Store and the Google Play Store. Now, more of the best college football talk in the country. It's the Chuck Oliver Show.
Monster Monday on the Chuck Oliver Show. I appreciate y'all joining us. So much that we'll talk about. Again, we didn't talk so many of the games from this weekend. We will get into certainly Florida get back out on the field at some point. Their matchup with Georgia, which is down the road even a little further now because of a rejiggering of the schedule in the SEC. We'll talk obviously what South Carolina was able to get done, Kentucky making their comeback, Texas A&M. So there's just a lot going on in the world of college football. Obviously, we covered the biggest games on Monday, and then we start to get through it on Tuesday and Wednesday before we kind of tilt and look towards next weekend. Do want to tell you something that's been going on for about a month, though. It's so well-received, become really popular. Academy Sports and Outdoors UGA 40 is presented by Southern Link. It's a celebration of the 1980 Georgia Bulldogs National Championship season. Quarterback Buck Blue taking everybody behind the scenes on the epic season. Academy Sports and Outdoors presents UGA Sport 40. It is sponsored by Southern Link. It's got interviews, coaches, players, stories you've never heard, Herschel Walker, Vince Dooley, all of the biggest names. Again, available at thepodcastpark.com, thepodcastpark.com, or wherever you get your podcast. Let me go ahead and wrap this up with the closing argument.
The King's Closing Arguments, presented by the best closing attorneys in the business, Alexander Shannara and Associates.
The toughest and most permanent takeaway from Saturday is not an easy one for a certain ACC coach to live with. That would be Jeff Collins, head coach at Georgia Tech, and the 73-7 beatdown on his own field to Clemson and specifically Dabo. Because you can never get back at 85 kids, and the kids didn't do it anyway. They're just out there because the coach says, all right, you, all right, go get you some. So it's always either coach versus program, or specifically it's coach versus coach. That's where you get a real rivalry. And even though this wasn't about Tech, even though Dabo, not a bad guy, 73-7 was your final. And the toughest takeaway for Jeff Collins, the most permanent takeaway for Jeff Collins, he will never get to settle that score with Dabo, ever. Sit back in your chair for just a second. Think about Jeff Collins, head coach at Georgia Tech. Think about Dabo now in season 12 or 13 at Clemson. Clemson rolls into Atlanta, beats Georgia Tech 73-7. Come up with the scenario where Jeff Collins gets to settle that score. He gets to avenge Saturday afternoon. He'll never do that to Clemson as long as Dabo is there. He won't do it if Dabo is at Clemson, ever. He won't do it if Dabo is at Alabama, ever. And there's a fair chance that Dabo is not even in college football in 3 years, that maybe he's coaching the Philadelphia Eagles or Chicago Bears or somewhere else. If he stays at Clemson, Georgia Tech's never going to be good enough to repay that debt. If he takes the job at Alabama, which is the only other place I've heard Dabo talked about, Georgia Tech's not going to do that to Alabama. And there's a chance that Jeff Collins is still coaching on Saturdays and Dabo's coaching on Sundays. You just got wrung out in front of whatever percentage of your fans were allowed in the building and on national television. It was a light schedule, on good schedule, but a light schedule. I think there's only about 25 games. And there is nothing, no matter if you and Dabo both live 100 million years, there is nothing you can do to ever repay that debt. It is done. It is permanent. It is forever. That is my closing argument. Brought to you by the law offices of Alexander, Shannara, and Associates, wherever you're at in the south part of the country. If you need some legal expertise, you need Alexander, Shannara, and Associates.
You know, Stetson Bennett, Chuck, has been a good story so far to this point this season. It's been a nice story. It can't be a long one, and here's what I mean. Georgia has got an off week this week, as you just mentioned there, with the reconfiguring of the SEC schedule due to COVID-19. And I kind of have viewed Stetson Bennett as the guy who comes in after the opening starter in baseball that we're seeing right now. Is he's the guy that gets you the two or three innings that you need to be able to stabilize your pitching staff and to be able to set you up for the later innings where maybe you can get to the later guys that you count on in those games. And he's done that. He's come in and he stabilized this offense. Nobody can take that away from him. I saw a quarterback, though, on Saturday against that Alabama team. You talked about it with Drew DeArmond, that you could definitely tell what the plan was, at least when he was in between the tackles. Get your hands up.
Yeah.
He's 5'10", 5'11", whatever he is. You get your hands up, we can bat some passes, and they did that, and some of those led to interceptions and turnovers for the football team. He also made some very bad decisions. So with this off week right now, I'm issuing a challenge to Kirby Smart, and not just Kirby Smart, because the other guys have to win it, and that's JT Daniels and DeJuan Mathis. Take the job, because your team needs you to take the job right now. He was what the team needed for the time. Now that there's a chance to reset, you guys were scholarship guys from the outset for a reason. There's a reason why he wasn't. And he came in, he's been a good story. But Chuck, in a couple of weeks when they play against Florida in Jacksonville, him against Kyle Trask, he doesn't win that battle. Kyle Trask is going to win that battle. And that offense will be a better offense for Florida. Georgia needs to run the table, and if they're going to do that, it's got to include JT Daniels and or DeJuan Mathis.
Yeah, I love Georgia as a team, but going into the game, you know, I think Bama's going to win. Well, how can you say you love Georgia so much, but you pick Bama? I was like, well, Bama's at home. That matters. Plus, keep things simple. I have Mac Jones. You have Stetson Bennett. Who do you like? Okay, I got Kyle Trask, and you got Stetson Bennett. Who do you like? I mean, if the quarterback is that important, it really kind of boils that decision down. Doesn't make it quite as difficult. It does show you, though, all that a kid like Stetson Bennett has to overcome. Every Saturday, all of his chips are in the middle of the table. Screw up once. Kid shouldn't be starting. All right, going to wrap it up on a Monday. I appreciate everybody coming in today. Give me 22 hours. I'll recharge the batteries. We'll be back tomorrow with more college football conversation right here on the Chuck Oliver Show.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-387-4788. 800-387-4788. 800-387-4788.
Tax Solutions Now is a complimentary referral service that connects callers to companies that provide tax services.
Money matters. If you owe thousands in back taxes to the IRS, how much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I paid less than I owe.
That's right. Money matters. So call Tax Solutions Now and get the IRS off your back. Since 2014, Tax Solutions Now has been a leader in the tax resolution industries. Remove wage garnishments, property liens, fines, and penalties. Qualify for the Fresh Start program or even uncollectible status. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you?
I owed the IRS over $10,000. I paid a fraction of what I owed.
Call now to reduce or even eliminate your back taxes.
I called Tax Solutions Now and got the IRS off my back. Thanks. You saved us a ton of money.
Money matters. How much can Tax Solutions Now save you? Call now and find out.
Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.